You know, as someone who preaches frequently, I'm a youth pastor. I make videos. I made over 2,000 videos about God online, and I frequently talk about God, right? There's a lot of people that shout and preach and yell and get super passionate, and, you know, they're going crazy when they speak. And sometimes we can have the tendency to think if someone's really anointed or spiritual, man, they're going to be yelling and screaming. But the truth is that can be the Lord. That definitely the Lord works through our emotions, our passions. We should be on fire for God, right? But being on fire for God doesn't mean you have to yell and shout and be loud. The Holy Spirit doesn't need to be on a high volume to get his point across, okay? He speaks through people, even when you speak calmly. And so sometimes I've even felt tempted to like really just like, you know, be more passionate or yell or something like that. But the truth is that we don't need to yell. So if you're a preacher, if you're someone who speaks, if you're someone who shares the gospel, like you can do it like, you know, just like you're having a conversation, because God, you know, he doesn't need, like, there's this verse in the Bible, okay? It's in, where is it? It's in 1 Kings. And Elijah, he's hiding in a cave. He's in a cave taking shelter. And God comes to him. And it says that there was a huge whirlwind, right? There was this tempest. There was this kind of this mighty storm. It was loudness. It was chaotic. It was kind of crazy. And Elijah thought it was the Lord, but it said that the Lord was not in the tempest, you know, the storm. And then it said there was like this fire, and there was this, you know, this insane fire. And it says that the Lord was not in the fire. And then it says, and there was finally a whisper. And it says the Lord was in the whisper. And you see, I love that. You can read that account. I'll put in the comments where that is in the Bible if you want to read it. But the Lord, he's in the whisper, right? He's in the stillness, the quietness, and we don't need to shout. Like if the Lord puts on your heart to shout, there's a time to shout, but there's also a time to just speak normally, right? To speak from your heart, and God can speak through you. So don't think that you have to be someone that's a shouter, a screamer. You don't think you have to run across stage to be very spiritual. No, God looks at the heart, right? He looks at your heart. And if your heart is not telling you to do that, then don't do that. Just speak the word of God, and the word of God is the power, right? We don't need to have a dynamic, amazing personality to be used by God. God can use anyone, right? Think about all the people. One of the pastors I really like to listen to is Derek Prince. Okay, and what really encourages me about Derek Prince is he doesn't, you know, he does not shouting. He's not coming up with these crazy stories. He's just speaking the word of God, like in a very, you know, very average way, just like you're having a conversation. And guess what? His life has impacted so many people, right? So we don't need to have this public speaking charisma gift, right? We just need to be able to know and speak the word of God to really be used by the Lord, because his word never returns empty. So put your confidence in the word instead of personalities.